At the American Farm Bureau annual meeting taking place in Phoenix, we're going to talk with Bob Young, chief economist for American Farm Bureau. And Bob, we've been in quite a down cycle here in agriculture and the ag economy, and I guess we're looking for glimmers of hope that maybe this is the year things turn around. Do you see any glimmers out there?
Well, you know, I think on the livestock side, cattle, for example, I don't know that I'm going to talk to you about prices rebounding, but I do think we had a presentation this morning, and Carl Skold from JBS, I think, made a pretty strong case that cattle prices move sideways, maybe, you know, kind of about where we are, maybe up just a touch or so as we roll through 2017. So that's not necessarily a great story, but at least it's, things aren't getting any worse kind of story. Grain markets, corn, oil seeds, again, I think kind of the same story as well. I think we're kind of a sideways market unless we end up with a weather issue. But it wouldn't take much of a weather issue, you know, almost anywhere around the world before we talk about some price pops. Longer term, if we can get China to work some of those corn stocks, work some of those cotton stocks down, I think the potential exists 2 or 3 years down the road in front of us, where they're kind of back in the market and buying and everything else, that, 2-3 years from now might be a different story.
Looking back at the very high commodity prices we did have, and I know a lot of people enjoyed those years, but that's really what kind of put us in this situation?
Well, it is. You know, as folks say, the cure for high prices is high prices. And one thing that that it certainly did was stimulate folks in a lot of places around the world to, kind of pause and say, hey, wait a second, can I grow some corn? Can I grow some soybeans, et cetera? And they've done that to a certain extent. Black Sea region, South America, actually you go back to, admittedly, 1990s or mid-90s was a very different time for Russia, for the Ukraine, et cetera, than we're in today. But we've actually brought between Russia, Ukraine, South America, we've actually planted we're actually planting a couple hundred million acres more, basically another U.S. agriculture, than we did in the early 1990s.
We've had, three strong crop years in a row, actually globally, I guess. And so I've heard people say, at some point we're going to have a drought and a crop downfall somewhere.
Well, and Ken, I'd say that's very much the kind of the point that I think I was trying to make, that yes, we've produced some of the largest crops we ever have, but at the same time, we're also consuming more, of these corn, soybeans, et cetera, wheat for that matter, than we ever have before as well. And so, again, it won't take much of a supply disruption here, Black Sea, South America, something like that. It won't take much of a supply disruption for prices to move and move potentially noticeably. Don't forget the, we had those corn prices this fall kind of spike up to about $4.50 a bushel. That was just a concern about, wet weather showing up. So I just think the potential is out there for prices to be relatively volatile as we roll through this, again, especially if we can get those Chinese stocks worked off the system.
Trade is so important to agriculture, and with this new administration, there's some question marks there.
That would be true. That would be absolutely true. We're, I think, almost to an organization, corn growers, wheat folks, ourselves, cattle folks, pork folks, really have tried to send a very, very strong message to the Trump administration that, trade is very important, exports very important to U.S. agriculture. We're talking about the Chinese market, we're talking about the Mexican market, trade with Canada, even for that matter, Japan, just very, very important markets for U.S. agriculture, and we certainly don't want to see anything happen that would kind of back some of that trade up. It would be especially damaging for the livestock side. One in five pigs is leaving the country. And that's not a, we don't have the kind of storage systems and everything else that, it's one thing to have grain trade disrupted. Okay, we leave it in the bin a little while longer. Yeah, we're not getting the price we want for it, but, we can store it. You back some of that meat up, it doesn't take very much at all, and those markets can really bottom on you in a hurry.
What are one or two things you're going to be watching pretty closely here in the next few weeks as far as, which way the economy is going to go here?
Well, I do think, you know, watching the movements, the actions of the Trump administration in those first early days, you know, going to be very important. The kind of signals that they send, the market, I think, is certainly going to be watching that very closely. I think that's probably going to be the number one thing on folks' list over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks or so. You know, watching how exchange rates move as well during that period of time, some of that's going to be driven by the administration's decisions, but also just by the way the market's deciding it wants to react. Those are probably going to be the couple areas right now that we're going to watch very closely. Watching what Congress does as well, as they kind of, you know, they're going to be tied up quite a bit getting the, you know, the new Trump cabinet put in place and all those confirmation hearings, et cetera. But beyond that, you know, we're going to talk about Affordable Care Act. We're going to talk about tax reform. You know, we're going to talk about regulatory reform, et cetera. Again, just kind of watching all that stuff as well over the course of the next month or so.